Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm your host, Cynthia Pooler. And my guest today is Vera Sprogan. Vera lives in Pennsylvania, and she has been very active in the anti-fracking movement, not only in Pennsylvania, but across the country. And Vera is here to share her thoughts on what the Trump administration means to the environment. So, Vera, were you upset when Donald Trump scored the electoral votes to become president?
Well, it's yes, I would say I was upset. I was upset in the early parts of the election returns. As soon as I started seeing that his returns were coming in so strong and that Hillary was looks like behind even right from the beginning, and that looked so shocking and disturbing. So, yes, and then when it just continued and he seemed to win by small or large margins and across the country, it was shocking and upsetting that so many Americans would support someone who looks to some of us, or a lot of us, like a fascist in the making, someone mm-hmm. who has views that are so extreme and that are encouraging all kinds of extreme negative reactions from the populace. So, yes, his position on the environment is disturbing and scary, and I've listened to his rallies and heard him speak about how he's completely for fossil fuels and he doesn't have any negative position on it or consider any risks associated with it, and that he wants to promote it all the way and more than anyone else before him and fast track it, which means removing anything that might be in the way to slow down the development of this industry. So that was and is very disturbing to hear, since I'm in the middle of it. So many of us are in the middle of this fossil fuel frenzy extraction. We're becoming and are extraction colonies in the United States, and to then see it ramp up. And I have seen it start to ramp up again the past 2 months. There's more activity, more fracking, more drilling, more trucks and more truck traffic in my county, where it had slowed down tremendously the past 2 years or more, to down to 50% to 75% of what it was 2.5 years ago because of the price crash, OPEC's decision, and then all the wonderful pipeline and infrastructure opposition that's happening with Americans in New York, New England, New Jersey, and other parts of even Pennsylvania and west and south of here. So to see it ramp up, and now to see that he was actually voted, and we'll see what the Electoral College does. I keep hoping that the Electoral College, there would be enough opposition there to him and that they would just change their vote and not vote for him. I'm just hoping for some kind of miracle. And, of course, with the recount going on.
Right. But, you know, over the years, Hillary Clinton has been a proponent of fracking. What makes Hillary's policy so different from Trump's?
Well, Hillary, I wasn't confident in either as a real supporter of anti-fossil fuel movement or a supporter of renewables. She seems more reasonable, more approachable in that department. That would be only one part of it. I mean, I was very much into Jill Stein and Bernie Sanders and their strong mm-hmm. position against fossil fuels and for renewables, and besides all the other programs that they were for. So it's, I wasn't too confident in Hillary at all, but she seemed to be more reasonable than Trump. I'm just hoping Trump can somehow be convinced that he can see and the other side and modify his position. I have friends in the movement here who consider themselves strong gun advocates, who consider themselves more conservative, and that they're planning to seek to see if they can have an audience with Trump and let him know the horrors that are going on here and the negative sides of fossil fuel extraction. So we'll see if they ever get to do that, to have Trump come here and actually see in person what's happening, what other people are seeing when they come on all the many citizen tours that I and others have been doing for the past 8 years or more, showing people from all over the world, besides the United States, what is happening in our neighborhoods, next to our homes and on our farms where food is produced, and on our school properties also and next to our schools. So it's a scary proposition.
You brought up something interesting. You said that fracking has been ramped up as of late. Now, New York borders Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania had dumped a lot of the fracking waste into New York, and New York has not banned that yet. So because of ramping up of fracking in Pennsylvania, do you think that there'll be more dumping of fracking waste into New York?
I would think so. I mean, we're still using New York landfills for the solid fracking drill cuttings that are deposited. They have their tremendous amount of waste. We don't have, in my county, any landfills for the waste. We just have a recycling plant that does some recycling of the water so it can be reused. But the dry drill cuttings has to be dumped somewhere. And now, recently, I've posted and we've learned that it's even whatever is being delivered. We also use landfills in Pennsylvania and Ohio, and we've used landfills in New Jersey. And recently I learned that even the landfill here in near Scranton, it's called the Keystone Landfill in Dunmore, has rejected some of the dump trucks that come in with the drill cuttings because of the high radiation level. So the radiation monitors have gone off and indicated there's too much radiation, so they've been rejected. And then they have to do who knows what to somehow resubmit this supply of landfill waste. So otherwise they have to go someplace else or maybe to another state. I don't know if the monitoring is different, the radioactive material that's allowed in New York compared to Pennsylvania, Ohio, or New Jersey. So, yeah, it's going to be more of it in New York. So meanwhile, senators in New York have been fighting this for the past 6 years or so, proposed all kinds of legislation to try and stop the waste from coming into New York, and it hasn't happened. So why that's been delayed, I can't understand it. Besides all the infrastructure is going up on all the pipelines, all the compressor stations, power plants that are happening in New York, and some of it has been stalled, some of it has been stopped, but some of it is still going through and being built. And that is amazing that, you know, that's not being stopped completely, even at this point. Even though Cuomo seems to be pro-renewables and he's invested millions into the renewables program, and he's done quite a lot in stopping it, and even some kind of a moratorium that you have. I don't know what to call it, a moratorium, a ban. It doesn't seem clear. So it's amazing that all of this development is still creeping into New York besides the waste.
Well, besides fracking, what other what do you see besides that that raises red flags for you, besides the fracking issue?
Well, the other red flags, I've noticed, well, in this election, I'm registered as a Democrat. And I'm also in favor of the third party, the Green Party. So I'm a committee woman, Democratic committee woman for my township. And I put out, you know, the political signs every election for all the different elections. And I put out for this election for president political signs for Hillary Clinton in different spots in my county. And I was shocked that this is the first time this has happened in years that I've been involved in the political scene, that the signs were actually removed within, when I drove back and went back to where I had put the signs, where their signs are allowed and where I've always put signs, they were removed. They were ripped out. My county was full of pro-Trump signs. So the few Hillary signs that we put out were not even allowed by whoever is here, whoever is strongly supporting Trump. So I was shocked to see that kind of an attitude. Are you able to hear me? Okay. So I was shocked to see this for the first time in my adult life. I'm 65 years old, that signs were ripped out for a political candidate in mass, not just one here and there. I've never seen them ripped out. So to me, it just showed a strong attitude in a undemocratic way, that one person was only considered. One person was considered to be president in this county, and from what I hear from reports from others in other counties and other areas, it's like a very strong, for me, it's like a racist type of attitude. We are the only ones. We are the only ones allowed. Nobody else can oppose us. Nobody else can be here. So that was frightening and disturbing to see that for the first time, and that was a red flag. Then I put out signs for the Green Party, for Jill Stein, and they seemed to be okay, those signs. Nobody seemed to rip those out. And I even had signs where I put Hillary. Then the next day I came, Hillary's sign was gone, and in the same exact spot was a Trump sign. So that was another, you know, showing the intensity of the feelings here to support only one candidate. So what does that sound like? To me, that sounds like a autocratic, fascist type of state where you don't have a full representation, where all kinds of sides are represented and allowed. So that was already the red flag for me. And then when I went to my polling place, where I'm supposed to put also, I can put signs other elections, I was told I couldn't put any signs up, and they were removed. And then I called my county commissioner and told him what happened, and he investigated, and he called the elections bureau in our county. And he got back to me, and he said he called my polling place here in Silver Lake, and he said he told them, signs are allowed. You got to let the people put the signs out as long as they're 10 feet from the polling place. So my signs are way beyond that. So that was another red flag, the attitude even at the polling place. And then I was reprimanded when I had put the signs where normally they are. I was reprimanded by fire department people who obviously were not Hillary supporters or third-party supporters, reprimanded by them publicly in front of everyone for putting those signs out as if I had done some kind of a crime. So this is another red flag indicating what are the undercurrents here? What's going on in this country? Then my grandchildren tell me that they're harassed in school. They're 6th and 7th graders harassed in school post-election because they're not Trump supporters. They're called names and harassed. So that to me is another red flag. This is like, wow, I've never seen things like this. Then I look at the newspaper, you know, I look at the local, we have two county papers. Local paper has cartoons put in. cartoonist who's a local person. And what are the cartoons about post-election? Showing Trump, pro-Trump cartoons, and then making fun in the most rude, crude, low manner anyone who was anti-Trump, making them out in such a horrible way that it was so offensive to me to see that, and I had never seen something like that. And that was another red flag. Like, what is going on here? Then I wrote a letter to the editor of the paper expressing my concern and my upset of seeing these kinds of cartoons in the paper, and they haven't printed my letter as of yet, but it's just civil rights. And of course, reading different things about, you know, the hate crimes climbing in our country, so many complaints coming up. And then, of course, reading even what New York has to say. And Governor Cuomo and de Blasio, the mayor, de Blasio of New York City, and your Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, what they have to say. And New York, if anything, has been the bastion and the best representative of opposition to what they see as red flags in this possible coming administration with Trump leading it. And all the people that he's, advising, all the people he's nominating as his advisors. So you have all these other people sharing their concerns, which I think is great. I think New York is a leader, and they're doing a wonderful job saying that they will not abide any kind of racism, profiling, any kind of actions against Americans that are totally inappropriate. And, of course, the environment. They will uphold and take care of the environment, and they don't want somebody dangerous and unqualified like Scott Pruitt that Trump is nominating for the head of the EPA.
So during the campaign, during the summer and fall, besides the fracking issue, as far as the environment is concerned, what other issues were brought up that you were very concerned about?
Well, to me, the other issues, are the immigration issue and the anti-Muslim tone of the Trump campaign, anti-Mexican, anti-immigrants, anti-Syrians. I mean, the whole thing is disturbing. I mean, we're a nation of immigrants.
What about on the environment? Was fracking the only issue that was a cause of concern to the people of Pennsylvania?
Well, it's also the climate change issue. You know, we're concerned about the climate change issue and what can be done about that. And he seems to be a climate change denier. And he's already nominated someone and those who are climate change deniers, even with the positions of the EPA and, like, even with this Scott Pruitt. He's a denier of the existence of climate change. So the concern that they're not going to uphold the Paris agreements that we had a couple of years ago concerning climate change, that they're not going to allow the EPA to be strong in supporting our environment and protecting our environment. They're going to want to weaken the EPA. And look who he puts in for a nominee. It's all of that.
So, if you had a crystal ball, you were able to look at it right now, a few years down the road, what do you think, as far as the environment is concerned, what do you think a Trump administration means?
Means, is that what you said?
Yes. What does it mean?
Well, it means a continued disaster. I mean, we're basically a disaster already. We're a disaster no matter who's been in office in many ways. We have a Democratic governor.
Okay.
We have a Democratic governor, Governor Wolf, and he's basically pro-fossil fuels. He hasn't done a single thing to offset the damage and the risks that we're under. And we've invited him multiple times to come here to our county and any other county that's being fracked, and he has not come to publicly see the damage that's here and to meet the people who are harmed. He hasn't done that. So it's a disaster, and it's going to continue. I mean, our whole country has been polluted, not just from fossil fuels, but from probably hundreds of industries for the past 60 years or so. Despite all the regulations, despite all the EPA involvement and all the state environmental protection agencies that are involved, despite all that, we continue to pollute air, water, land, and impact our health. So that right now I was watching on television that one in two people can expect to get cancer. One in three children can expect to get cancer. And I was just in the doctor's office yesterday, and on the ticker tape it said that U.S. life expectancy is going down instead of up for the first time. So what
is
that saying?
What is the life expectancy?
I didn't see the number. I didn't see the number. I'd have to look it up again. But from what I recall, it was in the 70s somewhere. Nothing, you know, astronomical. But it said it was going down, and that was shocking. That was on this television screen in the doctor's office, which was part of the hospital here in Montrose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, our environment's been impacted worldwide by human activity, human consumption, human use of thousands of chemicals and pollutants.
Mm-hmm.
So that right now, you know, we have infrastructure in my county to promote and extract fossil fuels so that we have over 47 compressor stations, gas-powered compressor stations operating in my county to the detriment of our air quality and our health. And it's every 2 to 4 miles you'll see what looks like a small refinery processing the gas, processing out impurities, compressing it, and stacks on the roof emitting all kinds of toxins, which they admit to in their air permits. Carcinogenic toxins going into our air where we had none of that 8 years ago. And that's being allowed and more being built and being planned as I speak.
Now, during the campaign, were there people in your organization, your group, that saw what was coming, and did they speak out and say this is going to be harmful?
As far as Trump being president, you mean, for the environment?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, most of the people that are in the environmental movement in my county were concerned about Trump being elected. They felt he would be a further detriment. And we're hoping for someone else to be elected. We were happy about the Bernie movement. We were hoping he would actually gain prominence to the point of being nominated by the Democratic Party, which he wasn't. He was abandoned, basically, by the Democratic Party. He was abandoned in my county by the Democratic Party. They did not promote Bernie at all because they're basically also pro-fracking. There's not too much difference in my Democratic Party and the Republican Party in my county. They're basically, on the environmental issues, pretty much the same.
Okay.
There's a whole group of landowners in both parties, and they all, most of them have leased to the industry. So those in the environmental movement in my county and other counties are pretty afraid right now and concerned what this is going to mean to us once he takes office. It's already happening.
Go ahead.
So that, you know, we see more activity, We see more fracking, mm-hmm. more truck traffic, more gas drilling. Now we have other industries coming in. They're called gas compression, natural gas compressed gas terminals, where tractor trailers are going to be coming in by the hundreds day and night in a rural area next to our lakes, one of our lakes, Forest Lake. They're building the terminal right now, and there was all kinds of opposition. And, of course, no matter what those of us oppose in this county, still goes through. So this is going through. So I passed by it yesterday, and I could see the construction, the foundation being put in, the gas pipeline, extra pipeline being built next to it. So now we're going to see that on our roads, these tractor trails. And they're going to New York, by the way. I want, if anybody out there knows where they're going, trying to think of the name of the company now, it's not coming to me, but the compressed gas trailers, tractor trailers are coming to New York to bring this compressed gas. And if anyone knows where they're coming, if they can somehow have some kind of opposition to not allow them in your community, they're coming from our county. And it's a risk. And to be exposed to this and living next door to it. Of course, two homes are now up for sale on either side of this site. How the heck they're going to get sold is beyond me, but they're trying. Mm-hmm. Or they're hoping, I guess, for this gas company to buy their homes. They already bought one home across the road, which they're going to use for their office. Mm-hmm. So it's a horrible situation to have to face. I don't know how much longer I can last in this county. I'm trying to stay as long as I can. Two of my three children are out of the county. A third one is left with two grandchildren, and they're thinking of leaving at some point, maybe within the year. So it's how long can we last in this kind of an environment where there is such a focus and frenzy, and as it ramps up. I'm just hoping the prices stay low. They don't go so high for oil and gas on the market, the market prices, so that it won't be profitable for them. So right now, Cabot Oil and Gas and others have not had any profits for the past 2 years or more. They've had millions in losses every business quarter. So I'm hoping this continues somehow.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way they seem to collapse is if it's economically not feasible, not enough profit, and if the renewable industry can gain more prominence and more acceptability would be, of course, a godsend for all of us here who have to live with it.
So this is an issue that definitely there'll be further discussion down the road. And would you agree?
I would think so, yeah. As more comes out and more develops and in whatever direction it's going to go. So right now it looks like it's ramping up, so we'll see. And then, of course, liquefied gas terminals are being built, one right now in Maryland, which I went to visit in September in Cove Point. And I'm hoping somehow that doesn't get finished, but that's being built right on the Chesapeake Bay to export our gas to Asia. So it's a painful thing to see, and to see the way things are developing.
Right. So, you know, as things do develop, Vera, I would like to have you back on Focus on Albany to share your thoughts. So thank you. You've been listening to Vera Scrogan. She lives, what county do you live in?
I'm in Susquehanna County, just on the border of Broome County. We border Broome County in Pennsylvania, northeastern Pennsylvania.
Okay. So you have been listening to Vera Scrogan, and this is Focus on Albany. And if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. And if you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany, share your thoughts. Vera, thank you for taking the time to be and to talk about the environment. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you, Cynthia.